planting window.
As grain markets move higher, Ag Country Farm Credit Services Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Marketing, Rob Fronning, advises farmers to take advantage of price spikes.
You know, with volatility, I always say there's opportunity. And I've always talked about this time of year through July, you have to watch these markets because a lot of times we put in our high in our harvest month futures for whether it's corn or soybeans. A lot of times we hit these highs somewhere between now and July. And guys are busy farming and planting, but they really also should probably have some orders in just in case some of their triggers get hit and we get some short little rallies, whether it's overnight or during the day, have those orders in so they can possibly get hit and placed.
Having sell orders in place allows you to take advantage of a market when you're not watching it.
Absolutely. That is key. This time of year, you just never know when that's something's going to trigger and all of a sudden we're going to get that 10-minute or hour rally or whatever it might be. And again, whether it's overnight or during the day, you never know when it's going to hit. So I always encourage people, you know, have an order in place that works for them and their operation. You know, hopefully it's above your break even and you're making money. If you end up locking in the sale, it's profitable. You don't go broke making money. So just know what those costs are for you and your operation, what your break evens are. And so hopefully you can get some orders in place above that and they get triggered in place. It'd be a great day.
You'll hear more from Rob Fronning in the latest Fielding Questions podcast, a presentation of Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network. You're listening to the Red River Farm.